How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And I, Tom Allen.
Me. So contrary.
So contrary.
So guys, here's the thing. Big news.
Great news.
Huge news.
Guess what?
We've had our first troll. I know.
Isn't it wonderful?
It means we're famous.
We have really been searching for this for some time.
Oh my God.
We knew it was nearing.
Yeah. Totally.
Knew it would be any day now. And finally, we've got somebody who hates us enough online to write in hateful things.
I mean,
it's a great, it really did put a spring in my step.
What a big day.
Big day. Tell us, Susie, what's the news? Because you actually discovered this. This is your...
So we were, he tweeted it at both of us.
Yes, but I haven't got time to look at all of my ads.
Oh.
Responses I was trying to remember.
Yeah, ads. You had real trouble with that word then, didn't you? Are you drunk?
Yes.
Smashed.
Smashed out of my face.
Well, it was after the Orlando podcast.
Oh, yes.
Which, of course, we found quite hard to do. We wanted it to be us, but we didn't want it to be frivolous and frothy. Like, we wanted to be able to...
Yeah, we wanted to be able to talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we put it out and we were quite pleased with it. Anyway, he got in touch...
Yeah.
Now, his name is William A. something. Can't pronounce it. But Will.
William,
we'll call him
Will.
If
you're out there, hello.
Will, if you're out there, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, firstly.
Thanks for listening.
We love listeners.
Great, love listeners. So he started with, I don't support terrorism and I don't support fags.
Wow.
I don't support terrorism either.
I mean, I don't support terrorism. So we've got something in common with him.
Sure.
We can see why he tunes in.
Great. But then he went with about Orlando. He went slightly... Crazy. And said they got what they deserved.
Unfortunate.
And then I was like, William, I don't know if we do have anything in common. I think that you might be a dreadful man.
It might be that he's a dreadful person. With somebody putting something like this, I think it does bring up the issue of, is somebody putting that, like, I suppose it's always dangerous to go, are they just being just hateful for the sake of being hateful?
Mm.
Are they insane?
Yeah.
But is that a sort of thing like was discussed before about like, is it just a case of going, we're just dismissing them and actually they are just hateful and homophobic and we need to be aware of them? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It was all in caps.
So I always think it's always a sign is that when someone writes in caps, it can mean that they're not very bright sometimes.
Yeah, and it can also mean that they're so angry that they can't really even think.
But you have to be quite, handy to hold down the shift key as you're typing.
Oh, yeah, you're assuming... I assume he's not doing it on his phone. I think he's...
Oh, you think he's desktop?
Yeah, I think he's a desktop.
A desktop tweeter.
Yeah, I can see him. I think he looks like... You know the guy that works in the comic book shop in Simpsons?
Simpsons, yes. That's often how I think of those
That's
people.
How I think he looks.
Yeah.
And I think he's constantly behind his computer.
Yeah.
But then obviously I was interested in William because I thought, look, you've clearly got a lot to say. You've
William,
listened to the podcast.
It was really nothing.
What's your thoughts?
Yeah.
And the rest of what he was tweeting about was about how his Fitbit wasn't working.
Oh, well, that is annoying.
So...
I've just been given one of those, actually.
What, Fitbit? Have you got it on?
No, because I don't know how it works.
Oh, my God, what an insult.
Yeah,
from
my
who?
Dad bought it for my birthday, and I don't know how it works, and I feel a bit bad. I feel like, that's a lot of money to buy one of those. And
how much
I don't know
are
if I
they?
Want to, well, I think they're about 80 quid.
Well, that's not cheap.
No, and I don't... Well, I feel bad that...
I mean, since the pound's crashed...
Well, I don't know if it's an... I don't know if it was bought on import.
Right,
it's still... I don't know. Are they good or not? People love them because they count your steps.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. See, for me, it's a slippery slope.
To?
The cake shop.
What? You count your steps to the cake shop and bag?
No, but I think it's... if you're losing weight, you're trying to control what you're eating and how much exercise you're doing. I understand it. But I don't like being that focused on what I'm eating and how many steps I'm doing because in the past, I've become a bit obsessed by it.
Oh,
and I think you've got to sometimes be...
Yes, well, that's true,
I don't think it's good for everyone. I think that if it works for you, great. But like, I know that I do yoga, and I know that I go walking, and I try and...
You're very good with your exercise, yeah.
Oh my God,
I think you can measure like your
really
heartbeat
hot.
And stuff, I think. Yeah.
He just completely ignored that.
I was like, what? What did she just say? But it measures your heartbeat, yeah, which I think is quite good. Like Dad was like, you can measure your heartbeat through the day to see if it goes up when you're on stage, how it affects.
Oh, that's interesting.
That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? Because I think there's something about, like, if you have a lifestyle where you have like moments of kind of, maybe not stress, but like high intensity, then like you've got to think, like, is that good for you or not? Some people say like it releases a lot of adrenaline, which is sort of not that good for you.
Oh, no, but I think that it's good to have a bit of a...
Yeah, but I wonder in the long term whether that's...
Oh, well, like the fact that, what, maybe 5 or 6 times a week we like, put our heart rate up considerably.
Just for like a short burst.
Yeah.
But then potentially we don't. Like if you're not... I don't know, maybe I'll be quite calm before I go on stage. I don't know.
Yeah, some people are very calm before they go on stage.
Depends on
when
the stage.
Do you get most nervous, for performing or for other things in your life? Would you be more... If you had a date... Would you be more someone you really fancied? Would you be more nervous about that or more nervous about doing a gig?
The gig.
Yeah.
My work is what matters. That sounds very sad, doesn't it? But I do feel like my work is the thing I worry about more than anything.
No, I think that's the same for me.
Yeah, I think yeah.
But then you and I will both live very lonely lives and die at a young age because of a heart problem.
Let's hope.
Let's focus on
but,
that.
But the thing is, I don't know. Would you? What about you? Do you get nervous about emotional things? I think I would get nervous about some emotional things.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not really sure. I find it with gigs very bizarre because some days I'm very calm about very stressful things, and other days I can get very stressed about things that shouldn't actually cause me.
Yeah.
You know, I think it.
Yeah, it
I,
can
I think,
be
I think
like
what
that,
I'm suffering
it?
From is being alive.
Yeah, being alive is very.
Yeah, it's very hard.
As
ups and downs.
Yes, as Stephen Sondheim wrote, being alive. I do think that it's very much, like sometimes I'll get stressed like just by the phone ringing. Do you know what I mean? Or texts, like, oh God, I've got so many texts. I think we live in this age and it can be quite addictive. That's why they say a lot of people are late because they're addicted to that adrenaline rush. So that's why
they
make themselves late a lot, subconsciously, without realizing, they're making themselves late.
Oh.
Interesting, right? Interesting.
I hate being late. And I know that I often am.
No, not really. Not compared to me.
Well, no, I mean, you're all over the shop.
All over. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Time-wise, I'm
you're
a mess.
You're a hot mess.
Yeah, if I'm running, yeah.
Hot mess.
Literally a hot mess.
But, yeah, I guess. But there is an addiction to technology and to... Yeah, I guess that stuff does make us later.
Well, indeed. Also, technology is all about distraction. Wasting time.
Yeah. See, so now that guy, William, who wanted to get in touch to let him know that God hates fags. He isn't a Westboro Baptist Church guy, but that he hates fags. Maybe he's God. Who knows?
Anyway, fags are very American. Do we know where he lives?
I think it was America.
It's very
but
American.
It's great to know we're getting listeners across the pond, am I right?
Oh, the back end data will be through the roof. Yeah.
So exciting. So, I wonder how long he waited for a reply or whether he just tweets sort of mean stuff constantly.
Well, possibly yes. I mean, it's interesting that he found us out. I don't know if we're the most prominent. I mean, we're a voice, but I don't know if we're the most prominent voice.
No, I think we are. I think it's us. Like in gay culture.
No, I mean specifically this podcast. I mean, you and I.
Yeah, I mean how important we are in gay culture.
Well, for
I
him
think
to
it
sort
goes
of feel like...
Ellen,
obviously. Elton John?
Us.
Oh, okay, fine.
So yeah. I think that we're quite prominent.
That's true. We are quite prominent when you put it like that.
Like if you could see the studio that we record in now that all the big bucks have come in from the podcast.
Yeah.
It's still tiny.
Yeah, it's still, but it's covered in gold. The thing is, yeah, I think things like that on Twitter, I mean, there are a lot of kind of quite unbalanced people out there.
Well, that's the thing. It's giving people a voice, isn't it? And does everyone need a voice?
Sometimes no.
That's what I think.
And I think, but sometimes as well, I do sometimes feel this, like if people get affected by things written on Twitter, like if they're personal,
yeah,
then it's a bit like sort of walking down a high street and sometimes you'll get like a mad person shouting things at you. And I think to take that
to heart
can be sometimes a
little
bit upsetting. But at the same time, we can't just always go like, but it's nothing, they're just mad if they are actually.
I would love to have you'd need a picture and some stats. So it'd be like, here's a picture of who he is so that he becomes a person. You'd be like, oh, okay, you look like a...
Yes.
You're the comic book nerd from The Simpsons.
Yes.
And it'd be like, lives with his mum, has a cat, hates his life.
Potentially, but maybe not, though. That's the other thing, is that people, I think, have a duality sometimes that they are...
That's very true, because I read a really interesting article in Grazia a few years ago, at Clang, I read, and it was about a woman who trolls.
Oh, right.
And she was like an attractive girl.
Yeah.
That had all these pseudonyms.
Oh,
and
right.
She just got like a real kick out of like,
yeah.
Like people, like big people, like, had to what? Block her.
Oh.
Like she really went to town on like, when I say big people, like people that like host, like, that are like newscasters.
I thought you were using a euphemism for the overweight there. I was like, big people, like she went for big people.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I mean, like, names, people that
people
are...
Big names, big stars.
Well, not big stars, but star
medium stars.
Medium stars. Yeah, people that are in, the people that are on telly.
Telly stars.
Telly stars. People, you know, people of the small screen.
Mm.
Oh, I dream of being someone of the small screen.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not that far away, Susie.
Who knows?
But I think a lot of this does happen to people as soon as they're in the public eye like that. The, but to go back, what were you just saying?
If we could see their profile.
Yes, because I remember reading an article about a woman who had this horrible thing.
God, we're both such readers, aren't we?
Such readers. Do you know the thing I want people to know is I can read. But what I would say is, like, I read an article where this woman was like, I don't want to paraphrase, but she'd like got a letter from her troll. Like years later, like she'd written an article about, I think it was about the death of a parent or something very personal, very emotive.
Right, okay.
And this person had chosen to troll her and had like researched her parents and had like written about like really specifically like odd, like hateful things. And of course it was very painful.
And I assume that she would be like, I must know this person. That would be the fear,
so,
right? Because you'd
yeah.
be like, how do you know all this stuff about me?
I think so, yeah, potentially. And then years later, the person sort of emailed her or wrote to her and said, or I don't know quite what medium they used, faxed her and paged her and said, it was me, I don't know why I did it. But I didn't. But it's bullying. That's all it is. It's bullying. It's like, why do people bully? And people say it's often because they lack love in their own life or they, you know, there's something,
but that's
something
like,
about
you know,
them.
That's such an easy thing. Like, you know, yeah, okay, I can sort of see that now. I had like a bit of a tricky time at school. And I think the girl that was horrid to me was probably having a tricky time at home, you know, and all that stuff. But it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah,
when
I know,
like,
I remember
no
that. Like at school,
at
when people say that to me at school. Yeah. When people be like, well, her parents are divorcing? And you'd be like, well, why am I paying the price for her parents divorcing?
Yeah, like, I didn't shag her, mum.
I didn't get together. Yeah, that is the thing of it, isn't it? But then, you know, I am my brother's keeper. Is that the Bible? I don't know what that's from.
The Bible? No, that's a film with Cameron Diaz, but it's called My Sister's Keeper.
Yeah, but I think that's a play on I am my brother's keeper, the idea of, like, we are all responsible for each other. I think it might be a biblical thing.
Oh, look, Tom, don't bring the Bible into it.
Oh, don't bring the mood down. Although this weather could really bring the mood down, couldn't
it? Is it still horrid outside? You can see, I can't.
It's very dark and gloomy.
Oh, that's horrible.
Real, like, that feeling like, oh, I think we just need a good storm. Clearly, although I haven't worn my shoes, I'm enjoying wearing these shoes. I don't want them to be ruined.
No, they're very nice Brogues.
Thank you. Got them in the sale, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
In Jones's. Always go to Jones. I like them there. Although
okay,
recently I haven't seen anything I liked, but I do like them on the whole.
Okay, well, good to know.
Thank you. So
some people just love to hate, don't they? That's the thing.
Some people do love to hate.
But then there are some times that I love to hate.
Yes. I mean, of course, we all have a bitch and a moan. But
love
I think to actively target somebody, I suppose that's the difference,
horrid.
Isn't it? Where, you know, in whatever
like,
context.
I'll slag you off behind your back. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry. I'm aware of that and I don't mind. I've made my peace with it.
Of course. I'm not going to tweet at you.
No, thank God.
Could you imagine?
You couldn't fit it into 160 characters.
No, I've got so much to say.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Unless maybe you took a photograph of what you thought and then tweeted just a picture.
Or like tweeted my notes page in my phone.
Oh, yeah. Can you do that? Can you link that?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Probably. Yeah, something like that. That would be a more efficient way of doing it. But yeah, I think like it's upsetting, isn't it? And I've sometimes had it. And like, for example, when I was on a television program I was on a little while ago, somebody did tweet.
Twang.
Somebody did tweet that they wanted to kill me. Now, I mean...
I'm sorry about that.
And I'm glad that we're able to talk about this freely. But, you know, I did sort of go... And I said that I read it out to a friend and they started laughing.
How did they... What did they say? Just they wanted to kill you?
Oh, I something about a hashtag. But I just think that, you know, they clearly were just sort of expressing something they didn't like about me. And that's fine. But then often what I find, if you look at somebody else's... If you look widely at their, say, their Twitter profile,
yeah.
They will be... A lot of the time they'll be tweeting sycophantic things to, like, footballers and football managers. And then they'll just be, like, hating on a train company and then hating on, like... Me, that's
yeah,
what I found.
Someone tweeted at me once, your parents must be so ashamed you exist.
Yeah.
You dyke.
That's your brother should stop doing things like that.
But But yes, and they were very angry about me being out on telly.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, which is really out of order because I don't get that much telly.
Yeah,
so,
that's really unfair, guys. Come on.
Don't ruin my day.
Yes, it is difficult to deal with. I find with things like that, they give me a bit of a cold sting. And then they go.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. You do have to... I don't know. I think that, like, I had this trouble with these girls at school, and I think that I carried it with me for such a long time.
We do, don't we? Those things from youth. Yeah, it was just somebody saying something.
And I think that, like, potentially even into, like, my adult friendships, I'll be like, oh.
When you say adult friendships, you mean just friends who are adults?
Like what
not.
You and I have, just occasional sex.
Sure.
no, but, like, into my friendships with other consenting adults that are just looking for friendship.
Okay.
And just I think like, even now I'm like, I'm probably an occasional needy friend.
No, Susie. No.
Do you not? But like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think that those sorts of things...
Oh, those things still, like, you think you still carry the hangover of that.
Yeah, I have that thing of being like, oh God, I hope they still like me. Or I hope I haven't done anything wrong. Or I hope I didn't annoy them.
Yeah.
Because I'm sort of worried that someone might turn on me.
Yes. I still have that fear of like, it's only a matter of time before they turn on me. Yes. I always feel that. And that's definitely a hangover from things that I experienced at school. And I don't quite know how to overturn it or to get through it. Or to, you know, to sort of... I suppose, like therapists would say, well, it never goes away, but you just learn to live with it. And I suppose I have.
I suppose that's just, well, you have, obviously. But I mean, I suppose that's just what we do with everything, isn't it? Every experience that we have.
Yes.
You know, like when, like, you know, people being homophobic or unkind to you at school or, you know, it all just sort of builds you into who you've become.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I remember having such, like, you know, in realising that I remember so much wanting not to be gay.
Okay.
Like really thinking, I really wish that I wasn't this thing.
Uh-huh.
And now I really wouldn't change it. Like I really like that. I like being a queer person. I like being part of this community. I like having, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you sort of have to go through those phases, don't you, where you're sort of working things out.
Yes. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? The way we internalise things like that. It's very difficult. I think that, I suppose... I feel that I think it's secondary school. I suppose I kind of came to ignore a lot of things. And I think there's a lot of things that I have in my mind and in my viewpoint of like, oh no, that's not like with the whole like gay marriage thing. I was kind of like, oh, what's the big deal? Like, well, that's never going to, that isn't a big deal anyway. So why is everybody making such a big deal about it? And of course that is just me like growing up, learning to being told like, don't make a fuss.
Like sort of, and sort of internalized homophobia, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, or like not to be too gay.
Don't be too gay. Yeah, things like that.
Things like that. Like, I remember that, like, as, like, certainly in Portsmouth being like, oh God, I don't want to be butch. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. Oh, I still want to be girly.
Yeah.
Like, it's so.
And you still see that on, like, dating profiles. I think people still
and that's
put, like.
Horrible. No butch women. It's just like, fuck off.
Well, it's the opposite on the gays. I mean, butch people.
No fems.
Come to the front of the queue. Yeah, no fats, no femmes. Mask for mask. People who are doing a Master of Sciences often
just looking
put that.
For somebody else. Like, if you're doing a BA, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But if you're doing a Master of Sciences, then get in touch at Musk for Musk. I think there's a lot of that, a lot of kind of real hatefulness. And it's a great gamble, isn't it, to be positive and to be happy. It's a great stride to do that. It's very difficult.
Oh, but I think that it's something that I've really tried to, like, grab hold of with both hands recently. Like, I was talking to my friend about this morning, actually, about working on my show for Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the other day I had such a great preview, and it was just because I decided to have as much fun as possible on
stage. Yes, that's very important, isn't it? Yeah, to learn to allow yourself to have fun is,
And I find that that's so true in sort of every element of my life. Like, if I just go into something being like, okay, like, I've got something stressful to do today, or I'm writing my show, or I've got to travel a really long way for a gig that I don't massively want to do. And will the room be busy? Will it be worth it?
Yeah.
You know, all those things. And sometimes when you just go, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to play. I'm going to have fun with this. I'm going, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You do end up really, I don't know. I think that's the thing that I've learned. Something that I've really tried to embrace since I've turned 30 is sort of finding the fun
in stuff.
Trying to go, like, you know, like us going to Pride a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, I would have been a bit like, oh, I don't want to be, well, not a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I don't want to be too out and proud. I don't want to.
Oh, really? I was always desperate for somebody to do it with, but I never had anybody to do it with. But yeah, but certainly as a teenager, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'd be a bit like, oh, I don't want to be someone that's like holding a rainbow flag. Like, I don't want to be making a show of myself.
Yes.
And now I'm like, yeah, I will make a show of myself. Like,
yes.
I'm here. Yes. I'm queer. I'm
holding a rainbow flag.
You know, it doesn't rhyme, but you get the gist.
Yeah, we get the gist. Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I found the news recently very, has really taken its toll on my mood in a way I didn't really anticipate it to.
Yeah.
Anticipate it would.
Yeah.
And I found that very, like, I've been feeling a lot of positivity until, you know, recently. And
well, I think the thing is with the whole EU thing is the thing that it's less about actually what it means financially and globally and all that sort of stuff. I think that what is really upsetting me is what's happening to people in towns.
Yes, that's very frightening, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important not to sort of... Well, to keep... Not just keep being positive, I suppose, again, because then you're just sort of ignoring the issues at stake. But, yeah, I think to be positive in a way of, like, living boldly and positively,
yeah,
and happily.
Totally.
It's a form of protest and is an important thing to do.
Well,
and not to be, you know, under a...
You told me that about how being camp was sort of a... Remind me what that is about, how it's sort of a sort of protest or sort of a...
In many ways, it's sort of sociologically, I suppose, it's a form of protest, which isn't, you know, isn't as overt as, say, carrying a rainbow flag.
Yeah.
But is a way of kind of being yourself. And it's kind of almost... my experience of kind of camp culture and my own identity within that, perhaps, is that it's about a sort of swish way of being that is... resolutely not going to adapt to the norm or to the negative, is going to be exquisite in its taste and its tone and in its outlook on things, and we'll always have the sardonic, witty,
yeah,
always more intelligent eye on things. And it's very subversive for doing that. And I think that's why, for a long time, a lot of that culture was scorned, and still is,
yeah,
you know, totally scorned by a lot of corners of society.
I saw a boy leaving school the other day who was quite camp, and he was with a group of girls and boys, and
nice.
He was quite camp, and he was being so fun and having such a great time, and he clearly didn't give a shit. And I just wanted to go up to him and give him a cuddle and be like...
That would have been illegal, but
it would have been illegal. But the fact that he can, I thought to myself, the fact that you're bold enough to do that probably means there's a couple of other kids in the school that look at you and think, oh my God, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it in such a,
yeah,
you know, because he's got sort of the, I don't know, I guess we don't realise when we're, not necessarily, I'm not just talking about being out or being, you know, you could be trans or being, you know, being sort of proud of who you are. Just the sheer element of doing that.
Yes, that exuberance.
Well, you know, so firstly, people that don't like it, you're sort of giving two fingers up to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other people that aren't bold enough to sort of really do that yet.
Mm, yeah.
You're sort of giving a bit of, I don't know, putting a bit of fire in their belly.
Well, of course, it's very easy to cling to the negative, isn't it? And to feel
so
like,
easy.
No, I can't do that. No, I can't do this. But actually, when you take a step into it, you do feel like, oh, it's lovely in the sun. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it is,
and I know it's glib
sun
to say, and it's not as easy to do that for some people as it is for others. But there are ways of doing it, hopefully, and there are people out there who will welcome you if you do take a step out and go, oh, I am me, and I'm a good person, and
oh,
I feel
God
positivity. And it's so easy to cling to, you know, and you see it. That's why I suppose a lot of newspapers that peddle so much negativity and hatred,
yeah,
that's why they sell so well, because it's so comforting to read negativity and to be in that place of hate and disdain. And actually, when people take that leap away from it, and I remember feeling, you know, when I was growing up, there was a lot of, where I grew up, there was a lot of negativity and a lot of, I had a really happy family life, but it felt like the school I went to often had a cloud of negativity and a lot of, right wing kind of thinking.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I look
100%.
Back, I didn't realise it at the time. And of course, when you take a step away from that, you realise, oh, it doesn't have to be like this. And actually being...
Completely agree.
Being
yeah
fabulous and being whoever, you know, whatever you want to be is actually... doesn't make you feel silly or self-conscious. Just makes you feel great.
Yeah.
And whatever that is for you, it doesn't have to be a certain type, but a certain type of behaviour or anything. You can be whatever you want.
I wish someone had told me that when I was about 16.
Yeah, me too.
But then you can't be told it. I guess it's, you know, it's nice to be encouraged, but you've got to feel that sort of...
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Yes. And hopefully, yeah, it gets its message across somehow or another. Yes. I mean, and you can't go up to people outside schools and hug them. You have to stop doing that.
Yeah. No, I didn't hug him. I just thought he was a great guy.
That's good. Well, that's good. Where was the school?
Where was the school? Near Portsmouth, I think.
Oh, God. Okay. Look, Good luck.
My God, look at we've had such a positive podcast.
I know, not like us at all, is it?
I know, we were going to come on and have a right old bitch about that.
Oh, that troll.
Prick that got in touch with us. But do you know what? Take your hate, shove up your ass.
Yeah. That's a nice slogan for Stonewall.
Yeah, oh my God. Someone get in touch with Stonewall. Put on some of their lovely red t-shirts.
Those lovely red t-shirts.
Take your hay, shove up your ass, come stand in the sun.
Yes. When you said that, that did sound a bit like hay. Take your hay and shove it up your ass. Which feels like it's very, that feels like it's very yokel, but very rustic.
Very rustic. Like a harvester.
Like a harvester. Oh, I love a harvester and a salad bar. But listen, what?
Oh, I was just about to say I'm starving hungry, so let's not talk about food.
Let's go to the harvester. If there isn't many, do you know what? There aren't enough metropolitan harvesters.
There's literally zero in London, I think.
There's one 5 minutes from where I live.
Oh my God. Mm. Guys, we're going to Bromley.
Guys, come to Bromley. Spread the love. But before we do that, here's to you having a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for being our like-minded friend.
Thank you for those of you that have got in touch recently. It's been lovely.
Most of you. And and to the ones who hate, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate, bitch is gonna bitch.
We're always gonna be here.
We're always gonna be here. So if it's not too gauche, could we do a little plug for our tour?
Oh, and by the way, please come and see our show. Yeah. And or come
is that
and see
gauche?
Us. We're both in Edinburgh.
No, both at the Edinburgh Festival. If you'd like to come and see us, Tom's at the Pleasance, I'm at the Mash House.
Absolutely. And then we're on a tour. Susie and I are going to some venues around the country in the autumn. Around Harvest Festival, you might say. It's a harvest tour. And details are available on susieruffle.co.uk.
Or Tom Allen, indeed.
Again, incorrect, Susie.
My
website is tomindeed.com. Don't worry, Susie. Don't worry. Please come and say hello to us. And in the meantime, go forth and prosper. Have a lovely week. Be a nice person.
See you next week on Like-Minded Friends.
See you. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.